The Mercies by Kieran Millwood Hargrave, read by Jesse Buckley. It is close to Covenant, and Ursa decides, for all her limited knowledge of the world, that there must be no country run harder or neater than a ship. In place of beasts are the monkeys, the boys of 12 or 13 who climb the rigging and swab the decks. Even the ship's cat is treated better. They accept beatings and yellings dumbly as horses are as pitiable. Then there are the sailors, older, rougher. They are skilled and coarse, going about their tasks with a rhythm inscrutable to Ursa's eye. The captain, it seems, is higher than a king, though lower than a god. The sea is that to them, giving grace or committing violence, always spoken of in hushed, reverent tones. Ursa isn't sure where her husband and she fit. She supposes they do not. Why any man would choose a life at sea is beyond her. From the moment she steps aboard the Petchbolli, she wishes to turn around and step straight back off it. Everything, from its dark wood to its slimed guardrail, seems glowering and forbidding. It is a rudimentary ship, even to her untrained eye. It isn't that father has not made an effort. There are clean linen sheets on the bunk, made double size for their marriage bed, and he has sent a tiny clothes chest of cherry wood, same as mother's armoire, fitted with a brass lock for which she has the only key. In it she keeps mother's lilac water and blue kerchief, Agnetha's money. But these fine details make the whole thing worse. It is dark, the floor is slippery with unknowable grease, and it is tiny. Her husband could brush the walls with his outstretched fingers, and when they lie down, his feet will dangle over the end of the bunk. This, she knows, is the best they could do. They can't afford a passage on a better ship. She wonders if Absalom regrets her father's offer. It isn't even a merchant ship made for fine goods. Their cargo is local wood, milled in the forest of Christiania, and brought by fjord to be taken north, where there are no trees. This thought is as strange to her as the sea. All about Bergen is forest. Not for the first time. She is glad she was not father's son and had no need to be trained in the shipping business. The ground never steady beneath your feet, so that at one moment you may be taking tea below decks with your husband and the captain in his cabin, and despite the swaying of the minute horn lantern and the cups braced by small lips to keep them from sliding about the table, almost imagining yourself in some sort of decent society, and at the next the whole world is tipped sideways.